Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Erev and Daf Ayin Vav. We begin with the brand new Perek, the seventh Perek, Perek Chalon. And we're learning today, Le'ili Nishmas Norma Islander, Naomi Esther Bas Chaim Elio. All the Nishams we learn for should have an Aliyah. We begin with the brand new Mishnah. The Mishnah starts off, it says, Chalon, if you have a window, which means basically an opening. We're not talking here about a sealed window. We're talking about a window that is an opening between two areas. So it's between Chalon, Shebein, Beis, Chatzeros. You have this Chalon in between two different courtyards. Now, our Mishnah is going to be discussing, can these two courtyards now be considered as one courtyard? Are they considered as two courtyards, or is it a fielder's choice? They can be considered like one or two courtyards in terms of being able to make an Erev Chatzeros together. So depending on where the window is located, that's going to determine this halacha. So if you have this window, Chalon Shebeis Beis Chatzeros, it's in between two different Chatzeros, and the window is Dalit al Dalit, four Tvachim by four Tvachim, and it has characteristic number two, Besoch Asora, it's within 10 Tvachim from the bottom of the ground. In other words, the wall, according to the way the Maskana of the Gemara is going to be, and as Rashi points out over here, afilu mashu besoch hasara lakarka, as long as some of the window is within the bottom 10 tefachim of the ground, so it's considered a valid passageway, even though the entire 4x4 tefach dimensions of the window, only a small portion of it are within the 10 tefachim of the ground, it's still considered a passageway, a pesach between the two, and therefore it's a fielder's choice. If they wish to, they can count themselves as one courtyard, but if they don't wish to, they can still say, this is only a Pesach, it's a window, and we don't wish to use it. So therefore, it's a fielder's choice. If they want Mavim Shtayim, each one can be a separate entity to itself, and one doesn't ruin it for the other. The Imratzu Mavim Achas. But if they want, they can also go and do it together, because they are considered having an opening between them. However, if this window is Pachos Midalet Al Dalet Tvachim, if the window size, this square Pesach is less than 4x4 tefachim, or it's entirely olamala miyud, not even a little bit is below yud, the entire thing is above yud, so basically the understanding is that you have a mechitza that's 10 tefachim, that's a mechitza separating 2 yards. We don't really care that it's totally open on the top, so certainly we don't care that it has a window on the top. It can be totally open on the top, that separates the 2 courtyards, and then ma'arvim shnayim, they only are allowed to have separate eruvim, the one on the right of the wall, the one on the left of the wall, they're each separate entities, and they can't commingle, they can't make an Erev Chatzeros together because there's no connection between them. They cannot do this, but if they wish, they can go each make a separate Erev for themselves. That's not a problem. Gemara starts off and says, Leimor Tinan Stomo Kerev Shimon Gamliel. Let us say that the author of our Mishnah is like the Das Yochid of Shimon Gamliel. This Tosus reminds us, Rashi points out where the location of this Machlokus was, that we had this in the first Perek, and we also had this in other places as well, but in the first part we had on Daf Teso Mibbeis, and Tosus points out that there we had a machlokus in regards to Lovud. The standard opinion which we pass like is that Chum say that Lovud is up to 3 tefachim, and we view something that's Lovud, for example, the vertical posts, if you have them within 3 tefachim of each other, we view them as halachically being connected, and the space in between them is filled in. That's the opinion of the Chachamim. But Rishon Gamliel said that that is 4 tefachim for the din of Lovud. So it looks like our Mishnah, the Gemara wants to suggest, is only going according to the opinion of Rishon Gamliel. The Omar called Pachos Midalit. If something is less than 4 tefachim, then it's Kilovudam. We view it halachically as being filled in. And therefore, that's why our Mishnah says that if it's less than Dalit al Dalit, we view it as being filled in, and therefore it's like having a wall still over there and no Pesach in between them. But this seems to only go according to the Das Yochid of Rav Shimon Gamliel and not like the Chachamim. Someone says no. Our Mishnah even goes according to the Chachamim. Afilu Teimo Kirabanan. Our Mishnah goes like the Chachamim. Ad Kan Lo Plig Rabbanu Leah the Rav Shimon Gamliel. The only time that Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim are arguing is in regards to the din of Lavud. Elul Inyun Levudin. In regards to the din of Lavud, the Chachamim say it's 3 tefachim. Rav Shimon Gamliel says it's 4 tefachim. But here it has nothing to do with Lavud. Avol Inyun Pischa. Here we're talking about what constitutes an opening between 2 courtyards. So here, Afilu Rabbanu Modu. The Chachamim also agree that the definition of a Pesach, which has nothing to do with Lavud, is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. The Iikod Dalid Al Dalid Chashav. Even the Chachamim agree that if you have a space, an opening between 2 areas, that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, that's a halachically considered Pesach. But if not, the Elo, if you have less than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, it's not a halachically considered Pesach, and therefore Lo Choshev, it's considered nothing. But this has nothing to do with the Din of Lavud. Then the Mishnah continues, and it told us what seemed to be extraneous information. It said, Pachos Midalet V'chulei. It said, that if you have less than four tefachim, it's not good. Now, the Reisha said if you have more than tefachim, it's good. So that implies, Pshita, the Gemara says, Kivin the Omer Dalit al Dalit Beso Chasara, since you told me in the Reisha that you must have a 4x4 tefach Pesach, and that it must be within the 10 tefachim from the ground, so Mamela, I can figure it out. I know Yadana, I would know on my own, that Pachos Midalit, if it's less than Dalit by Dalit tefachim, or Ulamala Miyut, or if it's above 10 tefachim, lo, it's not good. So why are you like selling me the positive and then the negative? It must be 4x4 and within 10 tefachim. And then you tell me, but if it's not 4x4 and it's above 10 tefachim, so that's obvious. So Morris is not obvious. Hakamash, when the chiddush over here is, taima de kule lamala miyut. The chiddush is that if you want it to be no good, it must be entirely above yud tefachim. But if even avo miktsaso besoch yud, if even a small portion of the 4x4 tefachim window is within the bottom 10 tefachim, if they wish, they're considered separate entities. But if they wish, they can also be considered like one entity. That's why it tells me the positive and the negative, so to say. Because it must be that only a small portion has to be within the bottom 10 tefachim. If even a small portion is there, then it's a field of choice. Only if it's totally above, or it's smaller than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, is it no good. And this way of learning our Mishnah is actually learned in a Braisa. Tanina Laha the Tana Rabbanan. This way of learning the Mishnah is Beferish stated in the Braisa, because it says in the Braisa, the Tana Rabbanan, Kulo Lamala Miyut, that the entire Pesach is above 10 Tefachim. However, not all of it, Umiktsaso Besoch Asara, but a small portion is within the 10 Tefachim. Or alternatively, Kulo Besoch Yod, or all of it's within Yod, Miktsaso Lamala, and only a small portion is above Miyut, is Lamala Miyut. So in this situation, it's a field of choice. If you wish to be together, you can. If you don't wish to be together, you don't have to. Ma'arvin Shnayim, they can be separate. V'imratzu Ma'arvin Echad. If they wish to, they can also go together. Now, this Brisa told me two cases, which are, again, identical. Why did you need to tell it to me twice? Hashta, first you tell me, Kula Lamala, if the vast majority is above 10 Tzvach, Lamala Miyut, Umiktsaso, and only a small portion is Besoch Yud, you said it's good. Amis Ma'arvin Shnayim, V'imratzu Ma'arvin Echad. You said that that fits our characterization of fielder's choice. If they wish to, they can be separate. If they wish to, they can be together. The majority, we said, is above 10 tefachim, and only a small minority is within the 10 tefachim. That's good. And then you tell me, if the majority is within 10 tefachim, kula besoch yud, and only mitzos and lamala miyud, mibaya, would you have to tell me the second part? But yet you tell it to me. So how come you're telling it to me? So here we have, first, number one, we have the Braisa that states exactly the way we learned the Mishnah, that as long as any part of it is within 10 tefachim, it's good. But now we have a kasha on the Braisa. Why did the Braisa have to go and reiterate in the case where the majority is above Yud, but a small minority is within Yud? Or if the majority is within Yud, but only a small minority is above Yud, both are okay. Fielder's choice, it can be Ma'ariv together, or you can be Ma'ariv separately. The second case was unnecessary. So Gemara says, yes, you're right, this is unnecessary, but this is a very commonly used style of the Gemara. Zoo, it tells me the case that's the bigger chiddush, and then the Ein Serlich Lomar Zoo Ketani. And I don't even have to tell you this case, but I'm going to tell it to you anyway. So it gives us the bigger chiddush first, that even if the majority is above 10 tefachim and only a small piece is below 10 tefachim, it's still considered good. And then it gives us the obvious case, which we don't even need, but it tells it to us anyway. Zoo, below the Ein Serlich Lomar Zoo Ketani, so it tells it to us anyway. Even if the majority is within the 10 tefachim and only a small minority is above 10 tefachim, that is also good. Now we're going to get involved in a complicated math discussion. We're going to learn it on a very simplistic level, so it won't be as complicated as it could be. We begin, Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, Chalon Agul, if you have a circular window. Until now we've been talking about a square window, Dalet al Dalet. I would also note, it doesn't have to be Dalet al Dalet. It could be Dalet al Vav. It could be 4x6. It just has to have at least 4x4 in it. But anyway, we're talking here about a square until now. What about a circle? How large does a circle have to be able to be considered a fielder's choice, that it could be a connection between the two courtyards, if they wish to or not? So Amar Rav Yochanan, Chalon or Gul, if you have a circular window, Tzorech Sheyeh Behekefo, he says the circumference of that circle, in order for it to be considered a Pesach between the two Chatzeros, has to be Esrim V'arbo Tvachim, 24 Tvachim. In other words, the diameter of the circle will be 8, because we have the formula of 2 pi r. The circumference of a circle is 2 times pi. And times the radius. So 2R is really the diameter of the circle. 2 times the radius is the diameter circle. So it's really the diameter times pi. We always round off in the Gemara pi to 3. So if you have the diameter times 3, that will give you the circumference. So Rav Yochanan says that the circumference has to be 24, Esrim V'Yarba Tvachim, and therefore the diameter is going to be 8 Tvachim, and of this, Ushnaim Umashu Mehen B'Soch Yod. And of this amount of the circle that has a circumference of 24 Tvachim, the bottom 2, a little bit more than 2 Tvachim, have to be underneath B'Soch Yod, within 10 Tvachim of the ground. Now, there are two simple ways to understand this. The way you can see this best is in the diagrams in the Pirush Chai, and these are found on page 153, and the two bottom diagrams, diagram number 2 and number 3, are the way Rashi understands this, and you turn the page to page 154, diagram number 4 is the way Tosos understands it. Tosos is a lot easier to follow than Rashi, and in the Art Scroll, they only give you the interpretation of Tosos in their diagrams, but in any event, we're going to learn it nice and simple, that the circle has to have part of the bottom part of the circle within 10 tefachim of the ground, and a certain aspect of it, the bottom 2 and a little bit more tefachim of the circle, have to be within 10 tefachim of the ground in order to be able to enclose a appropriate opening between the two psachim that's within 10 tefachim of the ground. So Rav Yochanan's opinion is that if you have a circle that has a circumference of 24 tefachim, meaning a diameter of 8 tefachim, and the circle has at least the bottom 2 tefachim of it, however you learn it, like Rashi or Tosos, a little bit more than 2 tefachim are below the 10 tefach line up from the ground, so then, in this situation, you'll be able to go, Shim Yirav Enu, Nimtza Mashu B'Soch Yud. If you put a square here, instead of the circle, you'll put a square inside this circle, so then it will have at least a little bit of the square, the 4x4 tefach square, underneath the 10 tefach mark. That is Rav Yochanan's statement. The Gemara is now going to spend a little bit of time disproving Rav Yochanan's statement. And basically, to try to make this Gemara easy to understand, we have to understand that what we're first going to do is say that you don't need such a large circle to put a square inside of it. Then we're going to say we put the square outside of it. And then we're going to say that actually, no, you then create a circle that you can put the square inside of it. So as we'll see, we're going to have three situations here. Each time we're going to make the amount that we're dealing with larger, because we're going to start off with a very small amount, and we're going to say, well, that if you just had a circle. You can't put the square inside, that'll be too small. So put the square around the circle. That still would be smaller than what Rav Yochanan said. So then we'll say, well, you have to draw a circle around that, and then put a square around that, and that will get up to where Rav Yochanan said the circle has to be 24 Tvachim in circumference. But even that, we'll see, is not going to be ultimately correct. Now, I know outside, it's sometimes easier to get an overview, but now we have to see it inside. Gemara starts off and says, Michtei, is this number of Yochanan really correct? No, it's not correct. Let us take a look. Koshi yesh be kefo shlosha tvachim, the circumference is 3 tvachim, yesh bo berochvo tefach. The rule of thumb is, as I said, the formula for the circumference of a circle is 2 pi r. Now, 2r, that's twice the radius, that's equal to the diameter. So it's much easier to just say that the formula for the circumference of a circle is the diameter times pi. Again, we round off pi to be 3, so it's the diameter times 3 is going to be the circumference. So in a circle that has a circumference of 3, so then the diameter is going to be 1. That's what the Gemara just said. Kosh yesh bekevo shlosha tefachim, the circumference is 3, so yesh berochvo, the diameter is going to be 1 tefach. Very simple. So now, if you're talking that you only need a square that is 4x4 in order to be considered a Pesach, so in this situation, betresar sagya, it should be adequate if you had a circle that was tresar in its circumference. Betresar sagya, tresar is 12, so if you had a circle that has a circumference of 12 tvachim, that means 3 into 12, the diameter is 4. So if you're asking to have a square with a 4 tefach side, so then you could have at least part of it inside the circle that has a diameter 4. You could put the bottom part, so to say, of the square right across the middle, the diameter of the circle, and that will give you a square of 4. It won't fit all inside the circle, obviously, but right now the Gemara is assuming that that's not what's necessary. All you need to do is have part of the square fit inside the circle. So therefore, it should be adequate to have a circle with a circumference of 12 and not 24, as Rav Yochanan said. We turn to the Amud Beis. The Gemara says, that's great, but you can't fit the whole square inside there. Hani mili bigula. That would be great if you're dealing just with the diameter of the circle. So you're right. If you're dealing with a circle, you'd only need to have a circle that has 12 in its circumference, diameter of 4, circumference of 12. But here we have a square. A square, by definition, is going to be 4/3 the area of a circle. If you have a square that is around the circle, so the circle is going to be the circumference of 12, the square is going to be a circumference, a perimeter of 16. And that's what the Gemara is now saying. When you're dealing hani mili bigula, so 12 is enough. Abobi ribua, if you're having a square, you're going to need more. How much more? Michti, let's see. Kama miruba yosar al eagle. How much is a square greater than a circle that's inside of the square? So the circle inside of a square is going to have, as we said, a perimeter of a circumference of 12. So it's going to be a 4/3 ratio. So 4/3 x over 12 is going to be 16. So it's revia, it's an extra quarter more, which is really an extra third more. It's a third from the inside, which is a quarter from the outside. So bishis sarsagya. So the square could be 16. Not like we said, according to Rav Yochanan, that you need 24. You really only need a circle of 12, which would be a square of 16, and that should be fine. Where it says, no, that square is outside the circle. You need to have a circle that can hold the square. Sahani mili igula de nafik migu revua. That, which we just said, is the formula for a circle inside a square. That would be a ratio of 12 for the circle to 16 for the perimeter, the circumference, if you wish, of the square. But here we need it the other way around. Avo ribua, the Norfolk Migo Igula. Here we have to have the square inside a circle. So now you draw another circle around this square that is 4x4 and boinotve. So that circle is going to need to be larger. Why? My timer. Because Mishum, what's called Morisha de Karnasa, because you have the extra parts of the circle that is around the square, and those arcs that you have on the north, south, east, and west side, that's extra above and beyond the square. Now, how much is that extra, in fact? Michte, let's check it out. If we have the square inscribed in a circle, and the square is 4x4 tfachin, so the diagonal of that square is going to be the diagonal, the hypotenuse of a right triangle that has two sides 4. Again, if you cut the square in half, and you can see this in both the pictures in the Pirush Chai or in diagram number 7 in the Art Scroll footnotes. Now, the square, if you have its diagonal, it's by definition going to be, the formula for a right triangle is a squared plus b squared equals c squared. Here, a and b are the same. So it's going to be 4 squared plus 4 squared is going to be equal to c squared. C squared is going to be 4 times the square root of 2. That is the formula for the hypotenuse. That's c squared. When you have the ratio of a right triangle, so it's going to be 1 times the square root of 2. So if it's 4, it's going to be 4 times the square root of 2. So 4 times the square root of 2, we always calculate the square root of 2 as being approximately 2/5. So it's going to be, for a right triangle that is 1/1, and then the hypotenuse is going to be 1 times 2/5. So in a right triangle that is 4/4, so the hypotenuse is going to be 4 times 1 2/5. So 4 times 1 2/5 is 4 times 1 is 4. 4 times 2/5 is 8/5. So that's 1 3/5. That's a total of 4 plus 1 3/5 is 5 3/5. 5 3/5 is going to be the diagonal of the square. That diagonal of the square is the diameter of the circle. This circle that is around this square is therefore going to have a diameter of 5 3/5. The circumference is going to be 3 times that. 3 times 5 3/5. So 3 times 5 is 15. 3 times 3/5 is 9/5. That's 1 4/5. So the entire circumference is only 16 4/5. That is less than 24. Why did Rabbi Yochanan say that you need a circle of 24 circumference when you can actually fit a square that's 4x4 tfachim inside a circle that has a circumference of 16 4/5? That's the question that the Gemara has on Rav Yochanan. And the answer is a little bit difficult. The answer is Rav Yochanan Amar Ki Dayoni de Kisari, or others say Yarmi Lo Ki Rabbanan de Kisari. The Rav Yochanan was working within the framework of what the Dayanim or the Rabbanim of Kesari had said. The Amram, what did they say? Either the Dayanim or the Rabbanim said that, you're right, the ratio of a circle that has a square around it is 4 to 3. Igula migo rivua, a circle inside a square, the ratio of the perimeter of the square to the circle is going to be 4 to 3 ratio. However, the other way around, they're saying that a square that is inside a circle, rivua migo igula, that the ratio is going to be palga. It's going to be a 1.5 to 1 ratio. And therefore, if the square is going to have 16, so 1.5 that is going to be 24. And that's where Rav Yochanan got from the Yonei Kesar or the Rabbanei Kesar, his idea that it's 24. Now, this would be great if we just stopped over here. The only problem is, it's just not true. This number, ribua, migo, igula, is palga, that the ratio of a square inside a circle, the ratio is a 1.5 to 1 ratio, is just not mathematically true. So the Vilna Gaon and the Agos Hagra has a very complicated way to show that it is mathematically true, but I think Lanias Dati, the easiest way to understand this is like Tosa says. And Tosos says that there was a misunderstanding over here. The Eish Mefarshim, in the middle of the Tosos, top Tosos, he brings down that the Dayani Kesar, or the Rabbani Kesar, were talking about a different set of circumstances than Rav Yochanan. And Rav Yochanan misunderstood what the Dayani Kesar were talking about, and that's why he made his mistake. But the Dayani Kesar were right, the Rabbani Kesar were right, and so Rav Yochanan misunderstood the circumstances of what they were talking about, and that's what led him to make the erroneous conclusion that to fit a square inside a circle, you needed 24 tefachim of the circle, to have the circumference of the circle, 24 tefachim. Okay, done with the math lesson, let's continue in the Gemara. Gemara quotes the Mishnah where it said, Pachos midalet abdalet v'chule. We said, if the window is in fact less than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim of a square, so then the 2 yards are separate, they can't mix together. Now, Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says this is qualified loshana. We only learn this halacha that the square has to be within the bottom 10 tefachim, somewhat within the bottom 10 tefachim. That's only elochalon shebein beis chatzeros. That's only when you're dealing with a window in between 2 courtyards. Avo chalon shebein beis batim. But if you're dealing, in fact, with a window that's between 2 houses, now that's different than 2 courtyards. If you're dealing with a window between 2 houses, so then this rule that it has to be within 10 tefachim of the ground doesn't apply. And in fact, when you have a chalon shebein beis batim, afilu l'malam yasur nami, even if it's above 10 tefachim, the 2 houses have the right, if they wish, to merge together and be one entity or not. Im ratzul arev arvin, echad, they can make 1 eruv between the 2 houses, or if they don't have to. Why? How come over here we don't have that 10 tefach distance as being considered important? Between the chatzeros, it must be within 10 tefachim of the ground. But between 2 houses, it isn't. Why should there be a difference? My timer. So Gemara says, beso keman demoli dome, because we view a house as being filled up. What does that mean? So when you say a house is filled up, it means that you can basically view the house as not having the floor at the bottom, but the entire area of the house is considered like floor. So therefore, everything in this house is within 10 tefachim of the floor. Beso keman demale domi. And we discussed this early in the Masechta, and this has halacha l'maaseh ramifications in a number of different ways, one of which we're going to discuss now. So Rav Nachman made this statement that the 10 tefachim is only between 2 chatzeros, but it's not important when you're dealing with 2 houses. It could even be more than 10 tefachim above the ground of the house because we view the house as halachically being raised. The ground fills up the entire area, so everything is always, all the windows are going to be within 10 tefachim of the ground by definition. So Rava doesn't like this statement of Rav Nachman. Esri Rava Rav Nachman, he says, wait a second. We have the following brisa. It says, Echad li chalon shebeis beis chatzeros. This halacha is one halacha for whether you're dealing with a window between 2 chatzeros. And for those that want to see all these images, you can see them in the Pirush Chai on page 155 in diagram number 14. And in the Illustrated Gemara on page 82, diagram number 246, where you see that all the scenarios of potential openings, windows between 2 different areas. So this is true. Rava says to Rav Nachman, what you're saying is that there's a difference between chatzeros and windows, and I'll show you this brisa disagrees with you. You're an Amora, you can't argue with this brisa. Echud lichalon shebeis bein chatzeros, whether you're dealing with a chalon that's between two chatzeros, the echud lichalon shebeis bein batim, or it says beferish, or whether you're dealing with a window in between two houses. Or whether you're dealing with echud lichalon shebein beis aliyos, or you're dealing with a window between two attics. Again, you can see in the Pirush Chai, in the Illustrated Gemara, exactly what we're referring to. But basically, these are windows in between two second floor structures. Or echud lichalon shebein beis gatim. Or if it's on the rooftop and there's a window between two areas on the rooftop, two different rooftops. Or the echud lichalon shebein beis chadarim, or it's in a window between two different rooms. In all of these scenarios, kulon, dalet al dalet, as long as you have a dalet by dalet window between these two areas, and besoch hasara, and it has to be within 10 tefachim, it's good. So this brisa, Rava tells Rav Nachman, clearly contradicts what you said. Kashan Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman says, no, targuma achatzeros. This brisa is only talking about that the height of 10 tefachim, that's not across the board, it's only for the chatzeros, but for all the others, it doesn't have to be. Mor says that's not what it said. Rava says, for echod li k'toni. It says, echod li this, echod li that. They all seem to be talking about it. So Rav Nachman says, no, you have to explain that, tirguma, adalet adalet. The one common denominator is, yes, all these openings have to be dalet by dalet tvachim. But the only one that had the 10 tvachim requirement was only the chotzer to the chotzer. All the others, since we say the bayis kamal yadamya, the house is filled up, so they don't require that within 10 tvachim of the ground. Still have to understand this a little bit better. Rav Abba asked Rav Nachman, what about the following scenario? Lul ha-pasuach min ha-bayis la-lila. If you have a lul is a skylight. And again, you can see this very clearly in the Pirush Chai in diagram 14, where you look at Os Vav, and you can see this in the Illustrated Gemara in diagram 246, where it says you have this lul, bein bayis la-aliya. So it's a skylight. Now you have this skylight, and do you need over here, Rav Abba asked Rav Nachman, do you need to have a ladder there? Sarech sulam kavua lehatiro. Do you need to have a permanent ladder there in order to make it accessible, to have the aliyah accessible from the ground floor? There's a hole in the middle of the ceiling, but how are you going to get through that hole to, so to say, merge the two areas, the upper second story and the ground floor? So do you need sarech sulam kavua there, lehatiro? Or, oh, ain't sarech sulam kavua latiro. If you're telling me that bias kemal yadamya, that we view the house as filled up, so do we view the middle of the house as filled up also, or only by the walls do we view it as filled up? So when you have a wall between two houses and a window in the wall, and the window is more than 10 tefachim, so yeah, I understand what you said. In that situation, we view the house as filled up. However, in a situation where it's in the middle of the room, do we also view the house as filled up? That was the question. Do we say ki amrinon beisa keman demali damya? Do we say that the house is considered filled up, whether it's in the middle or whether it's on the side? Or do we say no, hani mili minatzad? It's only on the side that we view it filled up. I will be emsalo. Because how are you going to go climb up in the middle of the room? There's no furniture there. You can talk all you want about theoretically be built up, but there's nothing there. Or do we say no, dilma lo shtam? They say no. We say the house beisa keman demali damya, and therefore it is considered filled up. That was the question Rav Abba asked Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman responded and he said, Amalei, Eino Tzarech, you do not need to have to put a ladder there. Kemalia, we say basically, Kemandamaya Dami, so it is considered filled up in the middle and on the side. Now, that was the answer Rav Nachman gave Rav Abba. Rav Abba misunderstood, and he thought, Sovermina, he thought that what he was saying is you don't need a permanent ladder there. Sulam Kavua, Hudeino Tzarech, however, ha, Sulam Arai Tzarech, but at least some sort of a connection you need, so you don't have to keep the ladder there all the time. It doesn't have to be nailed into the ground, but you have to have a portable ladder that could be put over there. That's what he thought. However, that's not correct. Itma, we learned in the Beis Medrash, Amar Rav Yosef bar Minyume, Amar Rav Nachman, that Rav Nachman was actually quoted as saying by Rav Yosef bar Minyume that you don't need either one. Echad sulam kavua v'echad sulam aroi, ein od tzorach. It just has to have the potential to connect the two. Even though there's nothing there to actually connect it, you're allowed to just have the potential in order to satisfy this requirement that the two are considered, if they wish, as one entity. If they don't, they're also considered as two separate entities. Next Mishnah. Kosel shebein beis chatzeros. You have a wall in between two chatzeros. That's what we were talking about in the previous Mishnah, where you had a window in this wall. Here we're talking about there is no window in the wall. You have a wall that goes up 10 tefachim. Kosel shebein beis chatzeros. Gavo Asorah, across the way, entire way, separating the two courtyards, it goes up 10 tefachim. So this is a valid mechitza, and the two courtyards are absolutely separate entities, and they can't merge together. Now, the top of this wall is V'rochav Arba. So this wall is a very thick wall. It's a 4 tefachim thick wall. So therefore, there's a top part that is 4 tefachim wide. If you want to see pictures of this, you can see this in the Illustrated Gemara on page 83 in diagram number 247, if you can't understand this yourself. Or you can see this in the Pirush Chai in page 156, diagram number 15. In any event, the Mishnah continues and it says, Gavo Asor Rochav Arba, this is a height of 10 and a width of 4, so then they're two separate entities, Ma'arvim Shnayim, they can't merge, they have to each, if they wish, make their own Erev Chatzeros, the Ein Ma'arvim Echad, there is no connection, no Pesach between them, and they can't merge together and make a single Erev Chatzeros. What happens if there is something, this is a large area, this 4 tefachim top of the wall, so Hayu Barosho Peros, if somebody had put fruit up on top of the wall, it was up there before Shabbos, so who can get that fruit? Who can access that fruit? So the Mishnah tells us, Elu Olim Mikan, Vauklin, the people on the right side of courtyard and the right side of the wall can go up there and eat the fruits up there. The Elu Olim Mikan, Vauklin, and people on the left side of the wall, on that chutzer, could go up onto the roof and eat the fruits on the top. However, one caveat, Ubovad, they have to be very careful, Shul Yerid Lamatan, they can only eat it up on the top. They're not allowed to bring it to the bottom because that separate top area, since it's 4 tefachim wide, is a Rishus Hayachid. Their chatzer is a different Rishus HaYochid, and therefore, you're not allowed to go and bring from one Rishus HaYochid into another Rishus HaYochid. Tosus points out, this goes like the opinion of the Chachamim, who say that you're not allowed to carry from one Rishus HaYochid into another Rishus HaYochid. As opposed to Rabbi Shimon, who we just learned in yesterday's year, the Gagos, the Karpifios, and the Chatzeros, he did allow you to move something that was there before Shabbos throughout the Gagos, Karpifios, and Chatzeros. So Tosus says, either this doesn't go like Rabbi Shimon, or if this is Rabbi Shimon, when he says, Ubovat shelo yoridin lematan, so Tosa says it means shelo yoridin to the house inside the chotzer. But you could bring it down from the top of the wall into the chotzer. Why is this important? Because we pass it like Rabbi Shimon, so therefore Tosa wants to make sure that this Mishnah can be understood like Rabbi Shimon. The Mishnah continues and says, however, if the wall was breached, nifritza kosel, so now you have a Pesach at least 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim wide. Now you have a connection between the two courtyards. At the minimum, it's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, and a maximum up until ad eser amos, so then this breach, as long as it's less than 10 amos, and it's at least 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, so then ma'arvim shnayim, imratzu, ma'arvim echad. They have a fielder's choice again. If they wish, they can be separate, because this is a doorway, and a doorway is shut. So therefore, it is not considered something that automatically merges them, but if they wish to, it is enough of an opening that they could merge together and make a single layer of chaseris for both courtyards if they wish to. Why? Bibneshu Pesach, Kipesach. This breach over here, this Nifritza HaKosel, is considered like a Pesach, and therefore, you're allowed to go and connect the two if you wish. But if it's Yosemikan, if the breach is more than 10 amos, so then it is considered open entirely, and now it's not two courtyards, it's halachically one courtyard, and therefore, if they wish to make an Erev Chatzeros, they must combine, Marvin Echad, only. However, they don't have the right to be two separate entities anymore, they ain't Marvin Mishnai, because there's too much of an opening between them, they're considered one courtyard in halacha, not a possibility of being two separate courtyards. Gemara starts now and says, Ein bo arba mai, what happens if the top of the wall is not 4 tefachim wide? It's a narrower top of the wall. So is it considered a makom ptur? If it's a makom ptur, so then there's a different status to it than if it's a Rishus HaYochid on top of the wall. So here we have a machlokis. Amar Rav. Rav says, Avir shtei rishios sholetis bo. Since both sides have equal rights to this, the chatzur on the right has theoretically the right to use the top of this wall, chatzur on the left has theoretically the right to use the top of this wall, so each one ruins it for the other. Since they can't make a single Erev Chatzeros together, so therefore, Rav says, Avir shtei rishuyos sholetis bo, since both of them have rights in it, lo yozis bo afilu melo nima. Anything that's up there can't be moved, even the hair thickness. You can't move this at all. So therefore, if you'd move it at all, you'd be essentially moving it from potentially one person's rishus, one chatzur's rishus, to the other chatzur's rishus. The Ritva brings down that each side made their own Eruv Chatzeros. So now, if you're moving it, you're essentially moving it potentially from one Eruv Chatzeros into another Eruv Chatzeros. That's why Rav says, lo yozes bo afilum lo nima. Don't even move it a single hair's breadth. We turn to the Yomad Aleph. Rav Yochanan disagrees. Rav Yochanan Amar, no. Eilu malin mikan va'ochlin, the eilu malin mikan va'ochlin. Rav Yochanan says, you're not allowed to move it from the wall, but go up to the top of the wall, sit there and eat the fruit on the top of the wall. And each side can go and do that, no problem. We're now questions with Yochanan from our Mishnah. Tonight, we learned in our very Mishnah, it said, when there was four tefachim wide on the top, it said, Elu Olin Mikan V'Ochlin, the Elu Olin Mikan V'Ochlin. Now, that's what our Mishnah said. Olin in, it said that they can go up, however, Malin low, but they can't go and bring up the food. According to Rav Yochanan, he said, Elu Malin Mikan V'Ochlin, the people can go bring up stuff to the top of the wall. Elu Malin Mikan V'Ochlin, they can go bring up stuff on the other side. So Rav Yochanan seems to be contradicted by our Mishnah. So Rav Yochanan would say, no, Hachi Kaman, this is what our Mishnah is saying. In our Mishnah, Yesh Bar Baal Arba, that's a separate entity. So Olin in, you're only allowed to go up. I have a Malin low, because that's the same thing. You're not allowed to bring it down. You're not allowed to bring it up. Ain bar, bar, la bar. But in this statement of Rav Yochanan, where it doesn't have 4x4, so now it's called a Mokum Ptur. And therefore, Malin Nami, you're allowed to go and raise things up to it, as well as just move things about on top of it. Why is that? Because the Ozer of Yochanan Taimei, Rav Yochanan already discussed this previously. Where do we see this? Early in the Masechta, the Chiyoser of Dimi, Yom Rav Yochanan, Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisroel. He said the following statement in the name of Rav Yochanan, Makom She'ein Bo Arba Alabo, if you have an area that is a Makom Ptur, it's smaller than 4x4 Tvachim, Mutul Levnei Rishus HaRabim, Vilnei Rishus HaYochanan, the Katev Olav. So you have this area in the Rishus HaRabim, and it's accessible for both the Rishus HaRabim and the Rishus HaYochanan. But it's a separate entity called the Mokum Ptur. So the people in Rishus HaRabim are allowed to put their packages on this, and the people in Rishus HaYochanan are allowed to put their packages on this. The only thing is, you have to be very careful that you don't take from the Rishus HaYochanan, put it on top of this Mokum Ptur, and then take it from the Mokum Ptur and bring it into the Rishus HaRabim. That you're not allowed to do. But each side, the Rishus HaRabim can use this platform that's less than 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim, and the Rishus HaYochanan can use this platform that is less than 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim. Oh, as the Rav Yochanan Taimei, just like over there, both sides can use it. So to over here, both sides can use it. So the Gemara questions, and Rav doesn't hold from this. It seems that this principle that Rav Dimi brought from Eretz Yisrael, the name of Rav Yochanan, is agreed to by everybody. So Rav also holds from this. So why doesn't Rav say that our case is also a Mokum Ptur, and you should be allowed to go and have each courtyard bring stuff up to the top of this less than 4x4 tefach top of the wall? The Rav, Leslie, the Rav Dimi, are you telling me the Rav doesn't hold from this principle? So the Gemara answers, no, Rav holds with this principle, but only in certain situations. Ibirishuyos deraisa. When you're dealing with Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, which are Rishuyos deraisa. So then Rav says, Hachanami, this is a Makom Ptur, and there's no problem, because people are going to be very careful in regards to the dinim of Rishus HaRabim, and of a Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYochid that are deraisa, and nobody's going to take any leniencies. But over here, this whole concept of carrying from the Rishus HaYochid Chotzer into the top, Rishus HaYochid, or Makom Ptur, top of the wall, Hacha, b'mayiskin, what are we talking about? The whole thing is a din derabanan, b'rishuyos derabanan. We're not talking about a din daraisa, a Rishus HaYochid carrying into Rishus HaRabim daraisa, which is an issa daraisa. We're talking about a din derabanan. And people are going to be makel over here. If you allow them to do this, before you know it, they're going to transfer from one yard into the other yard. Therefore, v'chachamim asu chizuk l'divreyem yosem mishal Torah. And therefore, the rabbis sometimes add on stringencies to a din derabanan where they didn't feel it was necessary to add on a similar stringency to a daraisa. So therefore, Rav is saying, in regards to the Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim being makasev, using this Mokum Ptur, no problem, because people can be so careful because they know this is an issur d'oraisa if they were to transfer from the Rishus HaYochid to this platform and then to Rishus HaRabim. But when you're dealing over here with the Chotzer on the right, Chotzer on the left, and this Mokum Ptur in the middle, they'll say, yeah, the whole thing's a derabanan, not a big deal, so we transferred it. And therefore, the rabbis made chizuk for their din derabanan that wasn't necessary to do for the din d'oraisa. With that, we conclude today's shiur.